Class 5, Subject Science, Topic Air and Water. Children, today we are going to start with a new topic, which is air and water. For this, you may refer to page number 57. Now, what is called the atmosphere? All around the earth, there is a layer of air called the atmosphere. It contains many gases which are close to the surface of the earth. The atmosphere is made up of a number of layers. Above this there is space and there is no air in the space. The sun's heat passes through the air and warms the ground. Not all of it reaches the ground. Some of it is reflected back and some is absorbed before it reaches the ground. The atmosphere is held around the earth by gravity. Now children, we will learn about the composition of air. Air is necessary for life. Air is a mixture of many gases. It contains about 21% of oxygen, 78% of nitrogen and 1% of other gases like carbon dioxide, argon, hydrogen, ozone, water vapors, helium, neon, etc. The percentage of dust, smoke and water vapors may vary according to the environment. Now children, as we know that oxygen is the most important gas. All living things require oxygen to live. It is also important because it helps in combustion. Nitrogen is also used by all living things, but they do not take it directly from the air. Instead, plants take in nitrogen from the soil. Animals take in nitrogen from plants, meat and fish. Carbon dioxide is used by plants to make their food by photosynthesis. Plants also use water, mineral salts and sunlight in this process. All the other gases have special uses. For example, neon is used in electric lights and argon is used to produce an orange glow in glass tubes. Now, moisture or water vapor in the air can cause changes in the weather. The amount of water vapor in the air is called humidity. When the air in a particular place contains a lot of water vapor, we say it is humid. In humid places, our body feels sticky. Why? Because the body perspiration or sweat cannot evaporate easily as there is already a lot of moisture in the air or in the atmosphere. When we breathe, we take in fresh air. This is also called inhaled or inspired air. The air we breathe out is called exhaled or expired air. Exhaled air has a higher percentage of carbon dioxide than the inhaled air. Now children, on page 58 and 59, we will see there are experiments on properties of air. You may go through the experiments. Number 1, air is used for burning. Number 2, a part of air is used for burning. Number 3, air is used to inflate things. Number 4, air has weight. And the last one, which is air, exerts pressure. Now children, we will learn about the uses of air pressure in a daily life. For this, you may refer to page number 60. Now, we use air pressure in a daily life. Number 1, while sipping juice from a glass with a straw.